This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
And there's only one thing that I'm afraid of, and that's the people in elected office taking away my rights. I'm not afraid of the crook that's going to come to my door, because if my dogs don't get him, I will. And it's my job to defend myself. It's not your job to protect me. It's not your job to defend me. It's your job to protect the Constitution and protect my rights to defend myself.
2110.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. So welcome aboard here on Agenda 21 Radio. Got a lot of things covering that we're covering right now. Trump will suspend all immigration to U.S. over coronavirus. Shocking. Isn't it amazing that Trump is actually getting his agenda fulfilled with this coronavirus thing? He's reshaping, he's remaking America right before your very eyes. And, of course, do the globalist totalitarians like it? No, not at all. Not even a little bit. They really don't. So Trump says he will suspend immigration. We're also going to be talking about North Korea. Mr. Jong is sick. He's sick. He's in the hospital, apparently, in critical condition. Something to do with his heart, maybe. I don't know. He's got murmurs or something going. I really don't know. I just heard about it just before showtime. I said, uh-oh. Something's got to be happening, right? Just a few little issues going on here. Anyway, we're covering a whole bunch of things here, and it's interesting. Even Project Bluebeam, one day ago. Yeah, there's a lot of blue. My phone really, the texting really blew up last night. Let's see if I can get some of these texts. Let's see. This is from so and so because I'm not going to identify them. You will be absolutely shocked. Okay, I got that one. Articles and blogs and say we're going to go get Biden, right? The defender. Okay, Paul, you still don't know. There we go. That says, I'm reading my text now. I'm trying to find there's several in a row. This blue beam action going on at the Mexican border. Reports, I'll just wing it. It's probably the best way. But the blue beam action, that was going on last night and the night before, I guess. There's just some really kind of interesting things happening down there at the border. And it all has to do with a whole bunch of blue lights, blue beams. Now, I was told by one person in the military, blue beams kind of indicate, if you see blue beams going, some sort of handheld missile. Don't know if it's a dress rehearsal for something or something actually happening at the border. We are checking out. We're going to check it out. We've got, you know, sometimes these things take a while, especially if it's a military operational thing, which we actually suspect it might be. Okay, so just to kind of give you a little bit of a heads up. But Trump, we're going to try and tune in on this one. Trump is saying that he's no longer going to allow illegal immigration or immigration for that part, for that matter, to come to the United States. And that's because of the coronavirus. Aren't you shocked by that?
Let's say the manufacturers.
Oh, well, we got the wrong thing going on here. Oh, my God, the drama that was. Where is this now? I'm going to try and find where we've got. The wrong guy. Anyway, so Donald Trump is going to be suspending all immigration to the United States temporarily through an executive order in response to coronavirus and also to protect American jobs. Now, this is something I think that's really, really, really worthwhile to try and check out on, because in this particular case, what you have is you have people that are saying, and it's been Marco Rubio of all people saying this, and I think Ted Cruz and some others are speaking up going, hey, why should we have 4 million people out of work? You know, when we have millions of our own people out of work and filing these claims and everything else, now it's going to be 20 million, 13 million, I mean, whatever the number is going to be in the next month or so, next week. So why should we allow illegal immigrants or legal foreign nationals or other nationals to come in and take our jobs? So there's going to be some protection of American jobs. Finally, thank goodness. I think that's just absolutely excellent that the president's going to do that. So he's going to protect American jobs, which is what he should do. And he's going to, in the meantime, he's going to keep the illegal foreign nationals out. He's sealing the borders. I know everybody's jumping up and down, but of course, for a lot of us, it's like too late. Why wasn't that sooner? Well, he didn't have the crisis to be able to do it. You know, you have, listen, Donald Trump can learn from Saul Alinsky, can he? You got a crisis? Use it. This must drive them nuts to hear me say that. That he's using that, plus he's using Cloward and Piven strategies all over the place. You can't even see it. This guy's really good. He's learned, you know, he is a former Democrat. Kind of like Reagan, former Democrat. Reagan knew what the Democrats are all about. He hung with those people. He got it. He got it. He said, man, well, that was a mistake. You know, we all make mistakes in lives, and it's how you recover from the mistake. And same with Donald Trump. He was making mistakes hanging around with the Democrats too long. But he knows them. That's why he knows Marlon. He knows the Cuomo family really well, and he knows what to expect from them, if you know what I mean. He knows exactly what to expect from him. So, you know, he's kind of comfortable with his own skin working with Cuomo and those others. There's no question about it. So this is the big deal for Donald Trump. Suspending immigration, controlling the borders. I mean, we got to be happy about that. It's happening for the first time, this shutdown of all these illegal foreign nationals coming across the border. And, you know, that also means that there's going to be a lot of money. A lot of money that's going to be not going to all these charities because there's not going to be more people coming in. The foster care system that's been based upon stolen children out of Mexico is going to flounder because they won't have any more new clients. That's as clinical as I can get that. Don't let me get going on the realities of that again. Stealing babies, stealing children, so that people over in this country can profit from the sale of those children. It's called slavery, guys. That's really what it is. He's stopping slavery right before your very eyes. You got to be happy about that. And it's kind of interesting when you have these programs and you put them in place like this, all of a sudden, guess what? Everybody goes along with it. And how easy is it to extend those programs when the crisis is over? Just forget about the immigration being sealed off. Nothing to see here. Just move along. We can do that too, can't we? We can use that technique. You got to learn from the left. Some of their techniques and strategies, they have to be used against them. And Donald J. Trump is doing just that. I like that. I think that's rather clever. But, you know, I kind of like Donald Trump. But, you know, that's just me. But, you know, he's outthought all these characters. He's outthought all of them. And why shouldn't he? That's his job, of course, is to outthink these folks. That is his job. So let's give him the plaudits that he's accorded. It should be accorded. But what do we got here? Let's see if we can crowd this one in. Let's see if we can get this one in. All right, here we go.
Western New York.
What would happen here? We didn't get rid of that guy? Are you kidding me? Where's he coming from? I got two Cuomos now that's plaguing me on this whole thing. We'll try it. Can't be that one. No. Well, anyway, Donald Trump's got a presentation. We'll get this worked out during the break. In the meantime, you can call in 215-867-8255 is the call-in number. That's 215-867-8255. And we're opening it up. The phone lines are open. I don't think we'll have any interference from all those people causing so much flack to us. So remember to visit our website, a21r.com, and, of course, newcaliforniastate.com. Newcaliforniastate.com, state of the future. You can also go to the new site. It's starting to really perk up, and that's ncs51.com. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715.
It's so good, it works better than any price.
That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
communication.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Okay, Donald Trump got the clip, I think, ready. I think it's ready. Here we go.
A little bit more about that overnight tweet from President Trump. He announced that he'll suspend immigration over the coronavirus. What more do we know?
Well, the White House says this is really about protecting American jobs. Again, we've got more than 20 million jobs lost over the last month or so. However, it is important to note that for the most part, immigration has already come to a screeching halt in this country because the borders are, for all intent and purposes, closed, and the visa application process has already been suspended for weeks.
Well, and Tom, another big story we're talking about in Washington. Congress is working on another interim coronavirus bill. A lot of small businesses are desperate for that money. Where do things stand?
A little bit of a hang up right now in Congress. Democrats say they want to see more money going to hospitals as well as small businesses, state and local governments. Now, for Republicans, giving more money to state and local governments is a bit of a hang up. As you know, some governors have been pleading for federal money, including Governor Cuomo out of New York. So we're still seeing some movement on Capitol Hill. It got hung up a little bit yesterday. We'll see if there's progress today.
Oh, no. See how quickly it changes. At the beginning of the show, we're talking about, oh, they solved the problem. Schumer came through. Now, all of a sudden, I think Nancy's speaking up. They want more money for states. Shocking. It's like the perfect lead for us. I think it's just hysterical what we're going to talk about here in a second. It happens to deal with, of course, what is going on in California. Shocking, I know. It's absolutely a shocking play on let's see if we get this the right way. Shocking play on what's going on with Gavin Newsom out here. Newsom, right? Mm-hmm. This is amazing. We've got, I'm going to go ahead and go to it. I'm going to go off with you got the message about what's going on with Trump. But this is from Agenda 21 Radio. And it actually comes by way of this particular story. You can see it on Agenda 21 Radio and also on newcaliforniastate.com. After the show, we'll have it posted up. But this is about Katie Grimes coming out with a story yesterday in Cal Globe. And it's a story basically of what we've been saying here in New California. For those of you that know what I'm talking about, about the finances for California and about the way it's not. By the way, a little update on another plan for a planned pandemic. That story that we did yesterday about the Rockefeller Foundation and their plan that came out in 2010 that talks about this pandemic. And a young lady who put this whole thing together, which I thought was just absolutely an amazing program. Her name is Dana Ashley. She put together this YouTube, and shockingly, we put it up. Listen, this is no joke. We put it up on Agenda 21 Radio, and we played it, right? We played a lot of it. And here's the deal. They took it down within an hour. They took it down, but it already had like a million views. And it was, what in the world is actually going on? And the document reveals plan step by step. This is the Rockefeller plan that is today's coronavirus plan. How the One World Order was going to do what they did and how they did it and what they're taking us through right now by norming things. You know, no more skateboard parks for you. Although, the skateboarders have figured out a new plan for the skateboard parks. If you heard this story, the globalists have decided to fill in all skateboard parks with sand because, you know, you can't have kids going out there cavorting and exhibiting defiant behavior. The bottom line is defiant behavior. You can't have this defiant behavior thing going on. You can't have the defiant behavior thing going on. And, of course, skateboarders are notoriously defiant, as surfers are. Hey, go catch some waves with some surfers who are serious surfers. Talk about defiance. It's all over the place. Anyway, so she comes out with this article, and basically it gets taken down. I just wanted to let you know that this Dana Ashley, who is this marvelous videographer, it's no longer here, and I don't know if she has it anymore. I can't see it. Inconvenient Truth. I'm looking at her channel right now. I think it's kind of interesting to see how this whole thing would play out. But she doesn't have it up there. It says report and proof of validity. Video removed and BBC inferred I lied. My two cents. So that's the thing. It says deleted video. Now they guess that they have it on Brighteon. Let's see if they have it there. I think they have it here. This is not YouTube. Inferred I lied. So what is she doing here? I'm sorry, I'm going to get back to this. First Amendment, Congress will make no law, blah, blah, blah. Okay, so what is she saying? This is about this incident where they took this video down, which is highly incriminating, right?
Hello, YouTube family. It is me, Miss Dana Ashley. As some of you have already noticed, they did it. They took down the video showing how the FIVEG and 60 gigahertz frequencies can mimic some of the symptoms of this VIRUS. But I actually warned that in the video that this could happen. So is it surprising? Part of what I showed you during the video was that during the 201 event pandemic drill that magically predicted that this entire thing would happen that we are all now experiencing, they emphasized greatly how they would have to step up their efforts to clamp down on what they were calling fake news in order to ensure that only their version of this narrative was considered valid by the masses. Now the whitelisted major networks approved news outlets that used to have piddly views on YouTube, by the way, suddenly have all become viral in more ways than one. And while they have stirred up worldwide hysteria with their genuinely unproven claims about what this thing is or how it spreads, without once asking, has this thing ever truly been isolated? And can we have proof of that, please? Or do these tests that we keep hearing about that there aren't enough of actually and genuinely work? Do you have proof of that, too? On that note, I just had to add this. These questions that I pose are particularly important considering the fact that the CDC states clearly on its own website that cases include, here, let me just show you. This is the page that is updated every day. It says Monday through Friday by 4 o'clock with all the cases in the U.S. But see this little asterisk here? This asterisk is very, very important because it clarifies who these cases are, more information about who they are. And it says that cases include those that are presumed positive. Here you see it. Data include both confirmed and presumed positive cases of COVID-19 reported the CDC since January 21st. Presumed, aka not verified with an actual test at all. So the people in this number that they scare you with every night and every day, with the United States all in blood red graphics, this number of people that they say are dying of this, and you know what, guys? Even one person dying from a virus is too much. That should be a given whenever I speak. You should know that that's what I feel. But I have to point out the other side that's not being covered. The number that they say are dying of this haven't even all been tested for this particular strain? I didn't say that. They did. And when you read on the page with more details about that very test of those who do get one, and we don't know what number that is because they actually don't even tell us which ones are actually confirmed versus presumed, they're using this PCR test, right? The PCR test looks for these sequences posted on the CDC website. They don't find that they're actually not testing for the virus. They're testing for these sequences, and here they are. But please note this big, huge disclaimer in the middle of the page. Do you see that? It says, every effort has been made to assure the accuracy of the sequences, but CDC can't provide any warranty regarding their accuracy.
Yeah.
And when you look at the top, it even states that this test is, see the big red letters? Quote, not for diagnostic use. Again, don't believe me, guys. They thankfully admit it themselves. Now, this is a part that I hope to get into more depth about into a bigger video, but I wanted to let you know, when I say they lack concrete proof, I have good reason to make that statement. And these aren't the types of talking points or clarifying questions you are ever going to hear in a White House briefing, coming from the right or the left. Both sides of their supposed media will only bring up the approved talking points that give the impression that they're both against each other, but meanwhile, they're both pushing forward the same big picture.
Isn't that funny how they are doing exactly that? So anyway, I want to get back to our other concern here, and that's Dana Ashley. She's now clarified that that video that we saw, right? I don't know, but when we started broadcasting, we got it out there, all of a sudden it disappeared. It disappeared. And I'm sitting going, wow, okay. There was over 888,000 views on it. I just look at the copy that we had there. We still have the core copy that shows you the sheet of what all the things that were going on. And, of course, she's got quite a few. She's got 176,000 views on this, and she made this yesterday. I'm sure she made it after in the afternoon. It says, because you were telling the truth is why they took it down. Count it as an honor. Good job, anyone who exposes the conspiracy. So she's got another channel. We'll be able to play this at a future time for the whole thing so you can hear it, or we'll have it up. We did have it up, but we'll make this sure that this replacement, not a replacement, but a part of the story follows in line with what we had on Agenda 21 Radio. So this is big for us. I mean, it's big for everybody. When they come out and they tell you about the Rockefeller plan for all, this whole thing and how it's sequencing here with what we have with our stories and everybody else's, and we've been telling you this whole thing's a hoax because it's a hoax. The data does not match. And they're even saying this. This is the thing, is that, when we went right to the CDC when this thing first broke out. We used their numbers, and it was revealing at the time when this whole thing was being punched out there. They did not have the data. And they certainly weren't calculating the proper death rates. That was absolutely so really what we have here is a common virus being tracked. They're using sophisticated equipment to track a common virus, the cold. I mean, that's what they're doing. And it's supposed to be some big, great danger so that we pass up all of our constitutional rights. The globalists are taking away everything that we have. Right? Right. We're trying to. Now, we have another link to the video that was deleted. Let's see if it works. Oh. Yeah, we got another link to it. We'll be doing that in the Brighteon, I guess it's called Brighteon. Nothing like a little Brighteon for your coronavirus. Anyway, video removed and BBC inferred I lied. Yeah, there you go. That's what we want to hear about. Okay, so this story that we're talking about now, though, I want to get back to this one, and that was the story that we were playing off of MSNBC. In an MSNBC situation, let's see if we can get the tail end of this article again and see if it's up there. It's not the right one. I'll get this all cut up again about where this all goes and how it gets there. But in MSNBC's article that came
today,
out this morning, they were talking about all the different things that that were going on with Donald Trump and Donald Trump's ability to close down the border. But they also brought up something else, and they said, you know, there's a great deal of confliction going on with the money situation with a lot of different states. And I said, shocking. That's exactly what we're going to be talking about with this whole situation with California and, of course, New California and the Newsom administration. This is the headline on Agenda 21 Radio brought to you by Cal Globe and also Katie Grimes. And we love Katie Grimes, and she's awesome. California state budget reserves not enough to fill budget gaps even in moderate downturns. This is yesterday that came out. Now, this was revealed last night to me. I did not touch upon Cal Globe. I did on the morning, it had been show prep yesterday morning, but not not during the day or anything like that. And it came up last night. We had a town hall, virtual town hall in Santa Barbara County. Fabulous town hall. I want to thank everybody who was on board with that. Fabulous. We're going to be having a lot more of these town halls virtually. Everybody's invited. And, of course, our numbers are going through the roof on our public town halls. And tomorrow night we have the public town hall, which is open to the general public. You can go to the website, newcaliforniastate.com, and you can just check out the numbers that we've got going on there. You can there's a telephone number plus an access code. You can more than happy to get in. We'll also use video, so if you want to see our bright, smiling faces, you can see them. Anyway, we'll be talking about New California because there's a lot of things going on. But those numbers, we have a Sunday night call for the public and a Wednesday night call for the public, and we're just going through the roof. We are absolutely going through the roof, so we're going to continue to utilize this medium. Okay, California state budget reserves not enough to fill budget gaps. So this story was brought out attention to us last night, and it shocked me. I'm like, wait. So they scooped me. My own supporters scooped me on this. I really want to thank everybody for doing that. And David, thank you very much. So there's David who did it. It's his fault. Anyway, so this is the story by Katie Grimes, our own Katie Grimes. And this is essential for you to understand why we're so excited about this. With California in lockdown since mid-March, most businesses have ground to a halt, which also ground sales tax revenue to a halt. Shocking. Shocking. Are you really shocked or what? I'm way shocked. Says, with California in lockdown since mid-March, most businesses have ground to a halt. Now listen, and also ground sales tax revenue to a halt. The Public Policy Institute of California, the PPIC, just published an article showing that California's budget reserves, listen carefully, aren't adequate for even a moderate downturn, much less a severe one. You know, this $21 billion rainy day fund that he's talked about on The View and everything, and I say he does not have? Oh, that one? I've been saying this for months now. Remember Gavin Newsom before the coronavirus thing hit? Oh, we've got a $21 billion reserve. No, you don't, dude. You've been lying, and we've called you out for your lies. Says in the coronavirus pandemic, will test the state's budget reserves. The PPIC says a long and or severe recession like the early 1980s oil shock, which lasted 4 years, or the early 1990s slump of the Great Recession, both of which were much more severe and lasted 5 years, would create large budget gaps and require policymakers to make difficult decisions. Okay, I appreciate the PPIC coming out with this. And, of course, you know, the Public Policy Institute of California. But our own Chris Street came out with this months ago, if not years ago, as he called it the hair trigger budget of California. It was so sensitive. That was a statement a couple years ago in which he predicted the downturn that we're in right now. That's what he predicted. And here we are. And now, shockingly, they're coming alive with it now in April 21st. Of course, now this is a downturn. This is a huge downturn. This is a problem. I mean, this whole coronavirus pandemic, yeah, it's going to test the state's budget reserves, but you got to remember, they have none. Zero, zip, nada. They're into negative budget reserves. So really a $21 billion budget reserve is more like probably at this point in time, just from cash flow standpoints, I'm going to say maybe $100 billion short. Well, we know one thing. There's $320 billion they can't even account for spending last year. Now, I said $320 billion. And even if you had $21 billion for rainy day fund, you put that into the hole of the missing $320 billion, uh-oh, you're coming up a little bit short, right? says, however, the PPIC found that the state's reserve balance of approximately $17.9 billion is large enough to withstand a mild recession, such as the dot-com bust in the early 2000s. Now, they claim that there's a $17.9 billion reserve. Okay. And then there's a rainy day fund of $21 billion. Okay. But what happens if you don't have any of that? Governor Newsom has requested additional federal assistance, including flexible aid to state and local governments, a further extension of unemployment insurance benefits, and expanded support for safety net programs, small businesses, K-12 and higher education systems, daycare, and broadband. Okay. He has requested additional federal assistance. Isn't that the way you're supposed to do it? You don't have any money, so you go to mama and papa and get the money, the federal government. However, the Department of Finance is drafting a workload budget for the May revision, expected to be greatly modified when it is enacted in June. Now, California goes through a budget process, and part of that is the May revise. So May is coming up. So there's going to be some revisions, shockingly. I wonder what's going to happen there. It says, when the governor presented his budget in January, no states were under lockdown. It says, the budget revision will have to dramatically limit spending increases as the state safety net programs ramp up with increased demand. How are you going to pay for the safety net programs? They don't know. The legislature will revisit the budget for an August revision that reflects changes in the state's financial condition, the PPIC said. Remember, in January, Governor Gavin Newsom 2020 budget increased overall spending to a historic $222 billion, and the California Globe reported Newsom's push to expand Medi-Cal. Push to expand Medi-Cal to more illegal immigrants could be problematic, as expanding such benefits have already made it more difficult to prove health care services for current Medi-Cal enrollees. And Newsom announced last week he is providing illegal immigrants with coronavirus federal stimulus funds. Really? I think the president kind of took that off the shelf for him. We'll see. As California shifted from a strong manufacturing economy to a service economy, this is going back to the 90s now. The shift also went from essential services to a majority of non-essential. The quote pandemic is increasing the need for some goods and services such as healthcare, and reducing demand for others such as travel, entertainment, and related services. So the near-term economic consequences are more serious in some sectors than in others, the PPIC reported. Recent forecasts have identified several at-risk sectors: accommodations and food services, arts, entertainment, recreation, administrative and support services, especially employment services, mining, oil, and gas extraction, transportation and warehousing, and agriculture, UCLA, Anderson, and Moody's analytics report. Shocks in these industries, and this is the term that Chris Street says, shocks to these industries will be driven by reduced local demand, as well as slowing of trade in and out of California ports, especially relevant for the transportation and warehousing of agricultural sectors. Now, we make big bucks for California tax revenue base on these ports, because we have the largest ports really for the United States in San Francisco, in Long Beach, and in Los Angeles harbors. I mean, it's huge. It's a huge business. And the rail lines going in and out and all this other good stuff. The trade going through California, the rest of the nation, is enormous, coming in from China, of course. Well, if you take a look at Google Maps, or if you've flown over, and I had the opportunity in January to fly over, now it's in April, of course, there were no sea containers in those ports. I mean, it's just vacant lots. And there were ships that were stationed, looked like they're going to maybe, more like oil tankers and not necessarily, in other words, the oil tankers wait offshore until they're downloaded and utilized. But these oil tankers were the only things that were the ships out there. There was no supply chain that was coming aboard. A recent look by me, as of yesterday, at Google Maps of the same area, which the picture was taken about a week ago, shows the same thing. There are no sea containers in those harbors. And you go up to San Francisco, same thing, in the San Francisco, Oakland area, it's nothing. I mean, there's nothing there. So, you know, just to get the supply chain up and running again, to get the tax revenue coming, that's my point, there's no tax revenue coming from that source. That's evidence. And now you're talking about other sectors that's going to require more demand on taxes than ever before. Now, they have a hair trigger budget. I'm using Chris Street's term. The hair trigger budget is that they need at least $26 billion of revenue just to function as a government. Forget about all the other niceties. You know, the last couple of years, they've been spending $27 and $31 billion on illegal foreign nationals, respectively. See, anything to displace American citizens. These people that are going to be getting these benefits, illegal foreign nationals from California, your California citizen, United States citizens, aren't entitled to those benefits. The state's just giving it to them because they're illegal foreign nationals. You see what I said about this whole microchipping? I'm sure that these illegal foreign nationals have been chipped in some way or identified biometrically. They will get it, and you will not. That's a fact. Shocks in these industries will be driven by reduced local demand as well as slowing of trade and in and out of ports. Okay, we mentioned that. That's going to be very problematic. Now, where does this all stand with the President of the United States? Well, first of all, to be able to open up, I want you to understand this, to open up and get the help of the President, you know, just we're asking for the help for the President of New California, to get the help of the President, he needs to be show and prove that he's got a financially stable California. And if he doesn't, shocking things could happen. Shocking things could happen. Isn't that amazing? Yeah, you know, this is the part in which you go back to what Trump was talking about, that Trump has the power and authority, right? Minor little details that Trump does have he does have the authority to do things, right? He does have the authority to move a sitting governor out. And he can do that. He can utilize that. I know how shocking that is, but that's absolutely shocking. This is something that is absolutely crazy, isn't it? Think of that. Donald Trump has the ability to take out a sitting governor and replace him with another one that's going to be more competent, more capable. Someone that he knows will be able to, you know, turn the thing around, turn it all around for California. Mm-hmm. I think it's going to be very interesting to see how this all plays out in the next 6 weeks for California and for the President. I think this is going to be an incredible experience to watch what happens. It's going to be constitutionally challenging, but I think the President has a right to do what he needs to do to make sure that this union is kept together. You got to remember something. That the President is witnessing what is going on with Gavin Newsom, with Phil Murphy, Cuomo, Pritzker, and Brown, and Sisolak, and these other governors are creating these financial alliances. And going out, you know, like Murphy, he bought masks from South Korea. He didn't need to do that, because the federal government had plenty. He's just been a jerk trying to embarrass Donald Trump. And this came up in yesterday's press conference. Why did he do that? Because he's a jerk. And he wants to try to embarrass the President. And the President says, look, In fact, it wasn't even the president. It was one of his military commanders there, the guy with, I think, with the Army Corps of Engineers. Said he was asked a question about these masks and Pritzker going out and buying these masks because obviously we didn't have any in reserve for him. And the guy says, I don't know why he did that. He said, we've got plenty of masks. All he needed to do was just ask us. Could have had them for free. But he went out and bought them from South Korea. Like it's some big insult. And, of course, Gavin Newsom, big question about that. He runs out and buys $1 billion worth of masks. It's a crisis is here. We got to supply it. So we got to supply it. Now, again, you know, what is our death rate here in California? It's only like 0.00037 or something like that. Something stupid. It doesn't even warrant a mild flu season for us in California. Yet we've got lockdown. We got skate parks that are closed because now they're dumping sand in them. By the way, I just love it. You know, I don't think I finished the thought on this one earlier, but skateboarders, I love. I'm a former skateboarder, believe it or not. I made one of the first longboards, skateboard. Just to let you know, back in early 1960s, I did. I have it's sitting 2 feet from me. I'm looking right at it. Actually, it's a prized object. Clay wheels, clay trucks. What super surfer it says on the wheels. They're classics. Anyway, but, you know, skateboarders are really a defiant group, a major league defiant group, as they should be. And so surfers generally around the world are. And they've been showing their defiance by going out and skateboarding, acting like, well, those skateboarder crazies, right? The defiant ones, with attitude. You know, almost act like Americans, right? The globalists hate it, by the way. That's why they filled in those skateboard parks with sand. But now, shockingly, undaunted, the skateboarders, what do? They get in their dirt bikes, and they're just jamming it down there. They're going down there with their dirt bikes, and they're just kicking it in the skateboard park. Yeah, can you imagine the jumps out of that? We Americans and our youth, listen, I'm not giving up on the millennials or the youth at all. Are you kidding me? I know kids in and out. I know American kids. They're fighters. And you've got a strain of them that are coming up right now that are really pissed. And they're pissed at the globalists. These globalists don't realize what they've just done over the last several weeks to kids. By taking away all the things that they know that will make them better. They'll make them stronger. They're not going to conform. And you neither should you. I don't care what age you are as you listen to this. You should not conform either. It's your right and it's your duty not to conform. So don't start now, no matter what your age is. We need you in the fight. The globalists want to imprison you and destroy you and destroy our country. We're not going to let them do that.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Right now, Arizona, the latest to experience protests. These in Phoenix right now, where they look a lot closer than 6 feet together, don't they? Now, the protesters are saying enough is enough. People want to go back to work. They can. What happens in these protests, as it happened in Minneapolis, happened in Michigan, happened in Virginia, happened in North Carolina, that sometimes they miss their own mission here by doing the kind of things that prevent danger or health hazards themselves. That is congregating too close together. Trace Gallagher has been following this and so many other protests. Trace.
Yeah, let's begin with Pennsylvania. You just saw Phoenix. Pennsylvania had the biggest protest, Neil, and the most compelling pictures. This is Harrisburg. We're going to show you the Capitol, where a few thousand ralliers showed up to protest the shutdown, demanding that Governor Tom Wolf reopen the economy. And again, as you say, very little social distancing there. And while the protesters are making their case outside, both chambers of Pennsylvania's GOP-controlled legislature are planning to come back in session in an effort to limit Governor Wolf's power to maintain the shutdown. But as all this comes, the governor is targeting May 8th as the date for a limited reopening. We're talking about things like construction, retail shops, online car sales. Let's go back now to Arizona, because there were also some different types of rallies. A lot of people stayed inside their cars calling for the governor to reopen the economy. They were practicing a little bit of social distancing. The protests around the country were organized in Phoenix and Pennsylvania on Facebook, like much of the other parts of the country. And here are a few opinions from Phoenix. Watch.
This whole thing was a mistake from the beginning to shut down America. We didn't know at the time. It was probably a good decision at the time, but now it's clear it was a mistake.
I think there could be a staged opening, you know, but we need to make sure that the health and welfare of Arizona citizens isn't jeopardized first.
Yep.
Yeah, what's your point?
Pretty much all over the nation. Even out here in California. Interesting how the national media didn't cover California. We'll be back with more of that tomorrow. Well, thanks for listening, and stay strong, America.
We are sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.